Our story begins at London's Heathrow Airport, where Todd and Hannah have just approached Mandy.
Hannah, Todd, what are you two doing here?
Going somewhere, Mandy?
Yes, I'm going on a business trip.
To Singapore?
My clients need promotion around the world, you know.
Which client are you going out to promote this time?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Hannah, what are you doing here in London, and why all the questions?
We're here on a trip to celebrate my new job.
We are?
I just took a new job at Dean Industries, and I brought Hannah to London to celebrate.
Well, that's just great. Congratulations. It was good to see the both of you. What a funny coincidence, but I need to run.
Where are you going? Looks like your flight's delayed.
Yes it is, but I'm trying to change it. I've been at the airport for hours trying to leave.
You in a rush to get somewhere?
I have urgent business to attend to. I just can't wait.
So, Mandy, Matt says hello.
Oh, I do miss Everett. But it seems he would rather be in the States these days.
There's still no word yet on my baby nephew, Marty, who is missing.
I do think about that baby sometimes, and poor Raven.
I'm sure.
Mandy, have you been in London ever since you left Erie?
Yes, busier than ever. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go to the ladies' room and then try to get my flight changed. It was nice seeing you.
We can't just let her get away.
She's in such a hurry to get out of here. We just have to keep an eye on her, now more than ever.
What do you mean?
Did you see the tag in the bag that Mandy was rolling?
No.
It said AKL on it, and it had a date stamp yesterday.
And that means what?
It means that Mandy flew here from somewhere yesterday, checked that bag, which is where the tag came from. And it also means she just lied to us.
At Wilson's Diner, Andrew and Gretchen are alone in the back room.
Is everything okay with you? You've hardly said two words since we got here.
No, everything's not okay.
Adam, I'm sorry.
What is it? You can tell me.
I got some bad news yesterday about my brother, Jacob.
Now, this is the one you haven't seen in a long time?
Yeah. He died from pneumonia yesterday at the Westside Hospital.
Oh, Gretchen. I'm so sorry.
I didn't even know he was sick, Adam. And he was across the street from this diner for 3 days. I could have been with him.
Now, how did you find out?
His wife called my sister yesterday midday. She didn't give us any details, but Marilyn figured out that Jacob was in the hospital, and we tracked him down to Westside.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I always got the feeling that the two of you were close at one point.
Yeah, we were. Until he met Serena. After the two of them got together, things were never the same.
Maybe you should take today off. You don't need to be working when you just lost your brother.
No. I need to do something with myself. I can't just sit at home. Marilyn's secretary is trying to track down the funeral home. For now, I need to think about breakfast specials and then lunch specials.
Well, then, you've come to the right place.
Yeah. I guess I have.
In his office at Manhattan Monthly, Blake has just called Marilyn.
Hello.
Marilyn, it's Blake. I didn't hear from you last night, so I started getting a little worried.
I'm sorry I didn't call you back, Blake. I've been dealing with some family issues, and I needed to be alone.
Did something happen with your sister or your parents?
No. My brother, Jacob.
Your brother?
I didn't mention this before because I didn't want to get into it, but Gretchen and I have been estranged from my brother for several years. I found out yesterday that he died.
Oh, Marilyn, I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do?
No, not really. We don't even know where the funeral is going to be held. I'm taking the rest of the week off from work. My parents are going to come up from Maryland.
Look, Marilyn, I'd like to come over to be with you, if you don't mind. But I don't want to intrude.
I usually want to be alone when something terrible happens in my life, but I guess I could really use the company.
I'll be over as soon as I can.
At the Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, Alexandra is visiting Larissa.
Larissa, you look a lot different than the last time I was here.
I guess I'm starting to show the baby. It was inevitable, even with the food they serve around here.
Well, I'm glad you're eating for the baby's sake.
The only bright spot in my days are the letters I've been getting.
What letters?
From a man who read about my story in the newspaper. He's been writing to me since I've been at Bedford Hills.
My God, Larissa, can you please not get involved with some whack job inmate chaser?
I'm just reading his letters, Alexandra. That's all.
Well, listen, I've got some news for you. It's about Lucas.
Were you able to find him? What's going on?
Oh, I found him, all right. In fact, he's living with me right now.
Lucas is staying with you? Why?
Because your brother is a no-good drunk, that's why. I've met him twice. God knows what he would have done to Lucas if I wasn't there.
Oh, God. When is Lawrence ever going to get his act together?
I don't know. All I do know is that Lucas seems to have nowhere else to go. And so he's staying with me.
Alexandra, I can't tell you how much this means to me.
I'm not doing it for you, Larissa. I feel sorry for the kid. He sure doesn't deserve this. Nobody does.
But what's going to happen when he does come back home?
Well, I don't think he should be going back home. At least not until your brother stops drinking. It's just not safe. Isn't there any other family he can stay with?
No, not really. His mother didn't have any siblings, and I believe both her parents are dead.
So what do you want me to do? He can't stay with me forever.
Do the two of you get along?
Well, yeah, I guess. For the most part, anyway.
Then why not? Why not let Lucas stay with you?
Because, oh, just because, damn it. He's not my responsibility.
Well, you can't kick him out on the street, Alexandra. Please don't do that.
At Alexandra's apartment, a frantic Charlie has just arrived.
Alexandra! Alexandra, are you home? Alexandra, open the door!
Can I help you?
Where's Alexandra?
Who's asking?
What? Who are you?
No, I asked you first.
Okay, I'm not going to play this little boy game with you. I'm Charlie Dean. I'm a friend of Alexandra's, okay? Now, where is she?
Well, she ain't home. Goodbye.
Wait, now, hold on a minute. Who the hell are you, and what the hell are you doing in Alexandra's apartment?
It's none of your damn business. She never mentioned you to me.
Well, isn't that ironic? She's never mentioned you to me either. What's your name?
Look, I'm not supposed to talk to strangers, so if you don't mind...
Get out of my way and let me in, kid.
Do you want me to call the police?
Calm down, all right? Just calm down. I told you I was a friend of Alexandra's. Why are you so on edge?
I'm not on edge. I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, you know what? I could care less. Did Alexandra mention a letter to you? One that her sister, Adriana, wrote to me?
Sorry, I don't know anything about any letter.
Oh, you're a big help. What's your name?
It's Lucas. Alexandra is my uncle-in-law's sister, I think.
Uncle-in-law's sister? What the hell is that?
Her brother is married to my aunt, Larissa.
Larissa? No. You've got to be kidding me. Larissa Davies is your aunt?
You know her?
Do I know her? Of course I know her. She murdered my father.
Oh.
And now she's serving time at Bedford Hills for doing it. You knew about that, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I knew she was in prison, but I guess I try not to think about the details too much.
You want details? I'll give you details. She stuck a knife in my father's back in the middle of a church right before God on her wedding day. She's a cold-blooded killer.
Oh, my Aunt Larissa's a good woman. I know she is. She's always been good to me.
Oh, spare me, would you? Yeah, maybe the nicest killer I've ever met. But I got news for you, Rugrat. It won't bring my father back.
What do you want me to say? I didn't even know about it until she was in jail.
You know what? Then try not saying anything. And do me a favor. Tell Alexandra I was here.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.